My name is Kaya Usher. I work with frequencies, and I can help you shift your life, clean up your space, ride the truth wave, come home again to your most brilliant self, usher in an unimaginable peace, and live inside the Simplicity platform. What are we doing here? We're getting you launched into the stratospheres of your highest potential. So the next generations following you can celebrate a freer world. And you get to have that too. For this lifetime, and then when you cross over, you walk free. You walk through free. No waiting around in the lower rungs. You just go right into those higher spaces. And that's what you want to do. So the work is for now, but it's also for later. It ripples out to all areas, and but this is the time. This is a really exciting time. So much happening in the world, and I, you know, just was out grocery shopping and just seeing so many fearful faces. People have lost their internal rudders to see what is sound and what is not sound as far as information, that freedom to make their own decisions, that internal decision making isn't there for a lot of people. So many people just willing to follow what they're told. And I'm here, and many others are here, to say, wait, step back, awaken first, then you get to see through your spirit eyes what's really going on. And you'll see there's nothing to actually be fearful of. I was seeing tears today in the line, and because people have been pushed to the brink. And what I'm seeing is that many of us have already done this work, so we're already in place, stationed in our a power, and in place to help the masses, is what I'm seeing, wake up now. So this has been a massive awakening for so many, millions and millions and millions of people waking up from this, saying there is something very wrong about what's happening right now. That freedom, that free thinking space, people feeling really uncomfortable with what's being asked of them. We can still be highly respectful and still stand in our power and be free thinkers. So yes, we can social distance. We can do all of that. We can do all of that. But you hold steady with your free thinking, understanding what's actually going on here. This is much more of a fear pandemic than it is any other pandemic, is what I'm seeing. And we'll see that in the months to come. So let's go straight to the question. Kaya, what do you think we'll see happening in the next few months? Okay, great question. Yes, so I've been seeing this for a while now. And it's a little bit of, we're assimilating the talks that we've had this week about not being distracted and not making excuses. And throwing that in front of you for this work, because distraction and excuses are actually not you. It's important that you understand that. You would never want to be taken off this path towards an awakened life. So you would never make excuses for that. So you'd never say, I can't because blah, 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 or it won't work, because that would never happen, because your spirit wants you to awaken. So that would be something coming into your space. So what we remove in our sessions, the upgrades and the tap-ins, that's something coming back into your field that's whispering to you, you can't do it for this reason, or you can't do it for that reason, because everybody can do this. But you have to have that discipline in place. And that's something that I can't do for you. You have to have that deep, deep desire. There are many, 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 many beings that have that deep desire. But there's some people that fall off. So they'll have, you know, they'll do some work, they'll get major gains, and then all of a sudden they'll put excuses in the way. And I've really been studying that to see why that happens. So it's not actually you, and it's not your spirit. It's something coming back into your field that's distracting you and saying, not yet, not now, because whatever the reason may be. So back to the question, what I see is that with this massive awakening that's going on, this higher consciousness that's, you know, really shaking the people. My friend is having earthquakes where she is right now, and I really feel it that way. It's like the earth is shaking because there's a newer, brighter way coming, and so something is getting ready to be birthed. And so many people are being pushed to their limits right now, and that's why you're seeing tears and really high emotions. So what I see in the next little while, it feels like in the next 3 months, things are really going to settle down as far as the virus. But what's going to happen is you're going to have a fork in the road. I see millions and millions and millions, billions actually, of people having a fork in the road. And this is where my teaching comes in, which is when that fork in the road comes, which way are you going to go? The one fork will lead you back to your old way. Oh, thank goodness, everything's back to normal. Well, there is no normal again, is what I'm seeing. So if you go back to that old way that wasn't that vital, awakened state where, you know, you did things outside of yourself to try to ease and keep yourself above, your head above water. So if you go back to that way, the old way, back to normal, which doesn't exist, is what I'm seeing, you will be pulled down harder, and you will not, the frequencies will be harder, darker, not pleasant, is what I'm seeing. If you choose the other fork in the road, and by the way, this is not about causing, I don't want you to feel fearful by me telling you this, it's not to trigger fear, it's just an observation. This is an observation of what I'm seeing. So a tremendous opportunity for you to catapult and choose this other fork in the road, which I'm about to talk about. The other fork in the road is this new consciousness where you're willing to just let go and not define yourself by your past, not define yourself by the filters that you used to exist in, not define yourself by money, family, you know, your job, any of that. You're just willing to say, I'm ready to own my brilliance. Come back to my original state, which, as we know, for any of you that have worked with me, it's off the charts. Your heart really connecting again, and that clarity coming in. So that's the fork. It's going to be much faster. And that road, it's literally, when you choose that way, you'll get whisked up into the higher frequencies more quickly. So each way is going to be moving faster. Everything is speeding up right now. So if you choose the first option, you'll be pulled in to the darker frequencies faster. And it'll be more like quicksand is what I'm seeing. I mean, hard to get out of that. And if you choose to go in the fork that says, I want to discover myself, I want to uncover more, I want to be my brilliant self, you'll be whisked into those higher spaces at record speed. There will be no middle ground, is what I'm seeing. You won't be able to just sit idly by. You're going to have to choose. So all of you know there is more here than meets the eye. A lot of humans are being triggered right now because what they thought was real, they're realizing they can't hold on to that anymore, and it's a really uncomfortable feeling. But once you start getting the groove of this work and you start being really comfortable with no definition, so I live in the present moment. I don't define myself anymore. I just am. I'm so comfortable with being out of control. That's how I stay in control, actually. That's the greatest control you could ever have, is being in the present moment and not trying to control. That's the answer, and that's the ticket, because you're always provided for in the present moment. So situations might not always be perfect, but you always feel safe and secure and locked in those moments. So especially in these moments of real, real change, I keep getting messages from so many people saying, we're having the best time. Like, oh my goodness, how can this be? Because you're seeing from your spirit eyes what's really happening, the birthing of this. We've been waiting. So many of us standing on the front lines ready. Some of us really awakened and strong and ready to guide. I'm ready to guide a lot of people that I'm seeing in the next 3 months are going to be just like looking. They're not going to feel safe with their old way anymore, and they're going to be looking. So if you have people in your lives that are looking, please point them in this direction. That's how this works. It's that purity of intent. Just like for me, this radio show is this purity of intent. I want people to feel their freedom. I want that. I want you guys to start standing in your power and never, ever, ever giving an ounce of yourself away. So it's time for the meditation. Are we ready? Let's go. Today, as we prepare for a day of safety, a day of acknowledgement, pat yourself on the back. You're here. The fact that you're here says so much about who you are. You're putting your foot down. Doesn't matter where you're at right now, you're here. You'll go at the speed you want. You'll step each step at the pace that you want. But the fact is you're here, which means you've chosen the second fork in the road, which is, I want this. I want what's already there for me. So everything as a reminder, heaven is already inside of you. We don't go anywhere. Our consciousness is the space that we travel in, and that's arm's length all around you. We don't go anywhere. For so long, people think when you die, it's like there's this massive concrete wall, this separation. No, you don't go anywhere. It's different frequencies. We're here right now. That's a slower frequency. When we're ready to go, we vibrate faster. What we want to do is vibrate really, really, really fast when it's time to go. And we literally, boom, we're gone. Like that, seamless. And that's there for all of you. That's an awakened death. No suffering. And consequently, no suffering now. No more suffering. So all the suffering that's going on in the world, feel it. Feel the weight of that. We're about to launch off from that suffering paradigm, that old consciousness, the wars, the illnesses, the lonely, painful deaths that used to happen. No, this is a lighter way. Today I want you to acknowledge that in yourself, that you're here. Deep breath in. 2 feet on the ground. Let's feel these frequencies. Let's start speeding up our world. The subquantum field is where we operate from. It's not about chakras. It's not about any of that, although everything does get adjusted when we work from the subquantum field. Through the feet we go, feeling these frequencies. Free thinker. Freedom. Power. Lightness. Balance. Neutrality, a deeper kind of love, starting with you, always starting with you. Know thyself first. First and foremost, you must uncover yourself, seeing yourself through your spirit eyes. then we become the change agents for the world. You could let go in a second if you chose to literally step into this new paradigm. Some people are really efficient at letting go. Copy them. Copy those people that are really efficient at letting go. They don't want to hold on. They just want to soar. Let's go up the legs now. Feeling the tendons, the bones, luxuriating in your human flesh. Gorgeous, no matter what shape, size, age, race, does not matter. Luxuriating in the flesh. Feeling you. Noticing every part. Feeling the frequencies moving over your knees, coming up your legs, feeling the beauty of your upper legs, the strength of your thighs, hamstrings. Feel your quads, feel the muscle, feel the bone, feel the flesh. Feeling your hips, feeling your groin safe. As you're anchored in here, clearing out that space, just you, no past relationships, just you, fresh, anchored here to Mother Earth, the most beautiful mother. Her pattern is magnificent. She knows what to do, how to recycle, how to renew. Very efficient. She doesn't hold on. She's in the present moment. Feel her. Anchor into her. Up we go. Up your spine. Feeling your heart now. Your heart opening. When you live your life from this knowing, your heart space, fear cannot exist because you're home. Remembering we don't go anywhere. We may travel around this physical world, but our consciousness stays locked in and we expand out from this exact point. Feel your heart. Feel your shoulders. Feel the strength. Strong woman, strong man. Resolved to take the second fork in the road. No more distractions. Everything is inside of you. It's there, waiting. You uncover it. Letting the programs and filters release now. Here we go. Headspace open. Free. Free to live a good life. Whatever kind of life you want. There's no good. There's no bad. Whatever kind of life you want. But you must be awakened to do so. Otherwise, the challenges will always pull you back down. I'm here to say, let's stay up here. That lightness of being. Forever, 24/7, you can lock into this space. And it becomes so second nature. You don't even recall what your old life used to look and feel like. Just so happy and content with this new way. Feeling your field, feeling the clarity of who you're becoming. Powerful creator, strong resolve. Beautiful. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you all tomorrow.